Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang, what is up, everybody? Corey Vincent here, video game bang. Brand new episode 2020 off to a rip-roaring start because I got this man sitting across from me, the real David Webb. What is going on, man?
What's up, everybody?
How you been?
Chilling like a villain. Like Magellan.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that?
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just came up.
Magellan does not rhyme with chillin'.
It does if you look at the Dr. Scholl's commercials.
The ultimate pooper of parties, Emma Skies. What's up?
I mean, I just like to be grammatically and what's the syntax word? Like, is it syntaxically? I feel like that's not a word.
We would be the ones asking you. You don't ask us those questions.
Nobody here is gonna question me on that.
Here, let me type that into my Grammarly.
Oh yeah, okay. Corey learned about Grammarly last time.
I did.
How
learn
are you
about
just
Grammarly.
Now learning about Grammarly?
Wait, you knew about Grammarly too?
Of course I know about Grammarly.
Syntax.
There's no audio, by the way.
Yeah, there's audio. There's plenty of audio.
There's
audio all over the place.
Liars.
We have the best audio.
I mean, you might want to tell that to people that are in chat right now.
Yeah, we have audio.
Chat. What did you say? What was it? What was the word that you said?
Syntactically.
Wrong. Syntactically.
Damn it. I knew there was a word.
Woo! We got her.
Going on the high note. Thank you guys. That's our show. We'll see you guys next week.
When I literally said, I'm pretty sure this isn't a word. See, now if I said it very like confidently and like I knew what I was talking about,
Emma,
then it would be
Emma,
a got him.
Emma, just take the L.
Stick the L.
I mean, there was no
it's over.
L. Really...
It's over. It's over. You'll get him next time.
Oh. Also, the audio... Twitch stream didn't catch it.
Emma,
I definitely didn't just accidentally open a TikTok that was really loud.
If you're
TikTok!
If you're not mad that you just took that L, you just lost twice.
Hey, it's been real, guys. I'm going to go now. Yeah. Unplugging my microphone, and we're going.
We got her twice.
Got him.
Super Tuesday. Hope everybody voted. That was yesterday. It's the most patriotic
2 days ago,
thing
if you're listening to the podcast.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Emma, you're just mad that you took two L's, and now you got to correct everybody now, huh?
I actually didn't take an L, though.
You did take an L.
But I didn't.
You lost twice.
You're talking about this. Okay, I thought, never mind.
The other thing, too, wash your goddamn hands, everybody. Holy crap. Who would have thought we'd be this far along in the year and we're in the brink of a national disaster? It seems like news stories
international.
Popping up.
It didn't even start here.
Why do
it can't be national.
Why,
it didn't start here.
Why do you just gotta pick nits? You lost. You lose.
It's
you
not a drank national
fizzy
disaster. It's
drink.
International. It literally didn't even start here. Did you know there are places other than America, sir? We are not the center of the universe.
America first.
You know what? You know what, Corey? That deep cut. You drink fizzy lifting drink.
God damn.
That was good.
It's just like, it's a big story, though. We should start there just because if you don't take anything away from this episode, whether it's syntactically or otherwise, wash your goddamn hands.
We've all learned a new word. It's not that hard. And stop panic buying all the fucking hand sanitizer in the world.
I've noticed
just wash your hands.
It's super expensive to buy hand sanitizer and masks and things like that.
And you don't,
you know what?
You don't need masks.
One would argue that you just don't wash your hands because you're coddling your immune system. And if you don't wash your hands, then it helps you build a stronger immune system.
Can you mute him?
We should have hand desanitizing stations.
There. You know what the funny thing is? You've accidentally hit on an actual important note in an immunology, and that the fact that we put antibacterial on everything means we're killing all the bacteria and not letting our immune systems get used to it, and
yep.
Thus we've developed these super germs. But that's a whole different conversation that has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
Dwight
so
Schrute
wash your
right.
fucking hands.
Dwight
yeah.
Schrute was right.
And it's a virus, not a bacteria, so yes. Your Purell isn't going to do anything.
I mean, it does.
60-90% alcohol
it's still,
content.
Yes, your Purell will do something if you have it. Don't not use it. But
yeah,
The fact that it's a virus doesn't mean that your Purell won't do anything. Just wash your fucking hands and be clean. And don't, in the middle of a briefing about not touching your face, lick your fingers every 5 seconds.
Have you guys been making conscious efforts to, like, wash your hands a lot more? I have. No. I don't even leave the house.
I already wash my hands a lot.
I just wash my hands when I go to the bathroom.
I got an Amazon package, and I brought it in the house, and I was like, oh, shit, I touched something. I better go wash my hands. Who knows where that box had been? Like,
China.
It's scary. It's terrifying. So the Game Developers Conference has been officially postponed.
That's a bummer. That's a hard bummer.
Yeah, it's right in our backyard, too, right here in the Bay Area.
And they were only a few weeks out when they canceled.
Yeah.
So that was supposed to be coming up in a couple weeks. And they were like, we're just going to cancel the whole thing because everybody was pulling out.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're seeing it affect other things. We're just going to move on right past that.
Just waiting for one of you losers to pick up on that.
I could feel the energy emanating from David. Yeah. I'm very proud of him for not saying anything.
Here's the thing. We'll go more into it later at the end of the show.
But what?
I'm deep in creating office trivia.
Okay.
So I'm in that mindset.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I had to just, nope.
Yeah, actually, we can start talking about that. One event that is not canceled as of right now, we'll let you know. But we have trivia night at Oblivion Comics Coffee next Monday. And actually, I don't even think you can sign up at this point. It's already fully
closed.
Booked. Yeah, it's closed out. It got booked.
Losers missed out.
I got to smuggle somebody in because I already told them that they could go, and I did not have them sign up. So I'm going to smuggle somebody in.
This is David's brainchild. So he's been doing all the questions for it, been very proud. The last couple weeks, he's been bouncing questions off of us. And none of us really care about this show near as much as you, but
it's
a nice way to say it.
But it's cute to see him do this. He cares.
So I don't know if I should be sad or proud of this. You guys are going to say sad. I came up with like 30 of these questions off the top of my head in the span of maybe 20 minutes. I just like wrote them down. Boom, 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 boom.
That's unhealthy.
I expect the same roasted level of enthusiasm from the both of you when I do Harry Potter trivia.
Oh, you'll get that from me.
I don't know about that one, guys. I'm sorry, guys. Besides, go back to coronavirus, though. Speaking of...
I'm doing my part and not drinking any Coronas, so...
Oh, he did the joke. All right, where did we have a horn? There we go.
Nope, don't do it. No, don't do it.
Wow. That was a lot louder than I had anticipated.
Okay, I can't hear anything.
Rip ears. This is affecting more than just gaming events, though. Now, obviously, the Mission Impossible has shut down its filming.
Yeah, in Venice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Italy is just shutting down the world.
Well, didn't you say that
they're doing soccer matches with no fans? Literally empty stadiums, but they're doing their soccer matches with nobody in the stadium, so that's got to be weird. Schools.
You hear all the trash talk.
Yeah. Schools, universities, all shut down until mid-March. I think all their movie theaters are closed. Like, Italy is
a ghost town.
Exactly.
On a serious note, so I work in IT.
We're talking about the coronavirus. This whole thing is
a serious note.
Well,
no. Based on my previous...
on an American note.
Okay.
My previous reactions to this. I work in IT, and we've been trying to order computers and computer-related equipment, and it's really hard to get things, and a lot of things are back-ordered because things are made in China.
Yeah.
And it's not happening, so I'm I might have some new people starting at my job that don't have computers because we're not going to get them in time.
007, they delayed.
I am devastated.
They finished filming the movie, right? It was set to come out, and because...
It's coming out next month, except that it's not anymore.
Everybody in China's in quarantine, so that it'll hurt the box office for the movie, so they are postponing.
I'm devastated. 7 months! I've been getting so excited. Like, I didn't let myself worry about this movie, and I was like... You know, there's always a James Bond movie, but it's always like 5 years off, and you're like, it'll come someday. And it was getting to that someday. I was like, all right, I'm getting into it. The song came out. I'm here for it. I've been listening to my favorite Bond songs, ready to rewatch my favorite Bond movies, and they just take it away from me.
You don't strike me as a Bond
fan. I love James Bond.
Who's your favorite James Bond?
At the moment, I do love Daniel Craig. Pierce Brosnan is a close second.
Yeah.
Is the one that I started with. You know, that's
the doctor
first. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the doctor. It's always the one that you start with.
Yeah,
that's your
Pierce Brosnan is a good one. But I do really like, because Casino Royale is probably my favorite Bond movie.
I have not
really
watched a single 007 movie start to finish, but I've completed two of the video games. So there's a little redemption there.
Wow.
GoldenEye, obviously.
Obviously.
And then the one that came out on the GameCube. Tomorrow Never Dies or something.
But do you have a favorite Bond song?
The one that goes doo 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 doo.
You don't know anything. Do you have a favorite Bond song?
No. In fact, I am anti-Bond songs because they take 20 minutes of the movie to do the intro. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's a song. It's like 3 minutes.
It's just get through this so we can get to the shooting and spy work.
But it's part of the shooting and the spy work. Do you watch it? It tells you. It's a precursor for the movie you're about to see, sir. Do you understand?
What is it? What is it in a play? It's the beginning. What is it? Hang on. It'll come to me.
Prologue.
Nope.
Foreshadowing.
Nope. Continue. Anyway. Come to me.
I think
Overture.
The best thing they ever came out with is the sound effect when you punch someone in 007.
Really?
It's iconic.
It's iconic. I hear that in my dreams.
Oh, my God.
other events, Intel Extreme Masters for Counter-Strike. That was played in an empty arena as well. Google I.O., Twitter pulled out of South by Southwest, Adobe Summit, Facebook, Ultra Music Festival, and the most damaging, that affects the most lives is Hasbro has recently come out and said that the coronavirus could potentially stall production of Baby Yoda dolls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Moment of silence, everybody.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens with E3, which the ESA today said they are, quote, actively assessing the situation. I'm curious to see about WonderCon, which is coming up at the end of March. What else are we looking at?
Where's WonderCon? Is that LA?
Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim.
In time.
I don't know. What's your take? Would you go to any of these events personally yourself?
Yeah, I'd go to WonderCon because I'm planning on potentially going to WonderCon. I wouldn't not go.
Really?
Here's the thing.
How bad would it have to get? Like,
I mean, if people are dropping dead like flies, I'll stay home.
Well, because, okay, so fact stuff about coronavirus is that the people that it's, you know, who the lives that it's claiming are elderly, typically, or people who have, like, history.
Who are immunocompromised.
Yeah, respiratory issues and things like that.
Like
so,
asthma?
So you're just running out, are you kind of willy-nilly with the whole thing, right? Because, and actually, when you first came in and we talked about coronavirus, your reaction, I was like, people are overreacting.
I think people are overreacting when they go in and they try to buy up every paper towel in Costco.
Yeah.
Calm your shit, people. Calm down.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's fine.
There's two extremes, but are you a little too relaxed, you think?
I mean, maybe, but for now, I think it's fine. Like, I'm keeping very up to date. It's not like I'm not paying attention, so I don't care, but like I'm listening to the news every single day about coronavirus, and I'm like, I'm okay right now.
The thing, though, is Emma really doesn't leave her house.
That's very true.
So
that is very true.
She's at very low risk of contracting this disease.
Or a higher risk because she has a weaker immune system.
Or she has
a very weak immune system. Yeah. I get sick a lot.
Okay, so.
But I don't care. It'll be a bad
point,
flu,
though,
and I'll be fine.
You get con flu.
Someone Twitch clip that just in case. We'll play that at her funeral.
Thanks.
And now, a brief clip
some
of Emma's last words. I'm going to get sick. It's going to be a bad flu, and then I'll be fine.
Exactly.
What's that Kirby Enthusiasm?
Inscribed on my epitaph.
The Kirby Enthusiasm song.
I feel like this episode, Emma is like struggling to use bigger words just because she took those.
Do you think epitaph is a big word?
That's a monster word.
Oh, my God.
I just learned what Grammarly was, Emma, and it's changed my life. I'm pretty sure everybody at my work is like, holy shit, Corey got smart over the weekend.
You know what it probably is?
What happened to Corey?
Did Corey just use an Oxford comma?
Right now, he's Joey from Friends when he figures out the thesaurus function on his computer. So everything he says, he thinks is super smart, but it makes no fucking sense. Because there are all these words that he doesn't know what they are.
I'm telling you, maybe there's more people out there like me who don't know what Grammarly is. It is a beautiful invention. It basically, it installs over your web browser. It works on Twitter. Everything now that I have has like a Grammarly plugin. And it knows where to put your commas. It knows like where hyphens go in compound words. Like, it's amazing.
Conjunction,
oh my God, you know what else does that though?
What?
An education.
I didn't pay.
Remember,
English class.
No. Remember, he went to school with two teachers.
And
so.
I'm not in crippling debt either.
Pros and cons. Pretty sure Grammarly is kind of like Audible to where like, they throw money at podcasts to do.
Yes.
Do they really?
Yeah.
99% sure. Almost every podcast I've listened to.
Also, aren't they owned by Google? Because I feel like I see them all over the fucking place.
Maybe.
I think I just, like, wasted it. I just gave them free plugs.
You did. I was going to try and stop you, but I was like, we'll just give them a freebie. I'm more than the coronavirus itself, I am more concerned about, like, what Emma is saying with people panicking. Because I'm that's what I'm preparing for. I'm not preparing for the virus. I'm preparing for people panicking and then not being food on the shelves because they're panicking.
You think you're going to go to the store and there's no food?
Yes.
somebody that I follow on Twitter posted a picture of, like, the soup aisle and, like, everything was gone. And they're like, please calm down. I just wanted some, like, chicken noodle. Like, you don't need this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, there's a happy medium. You should be cautious, especially if you have older parents and stuff.
Yeah. Or asthma.
Or asthma. The issue with this thing is that it stays, like, if you get it.
Stays in your system.
It hibernates. Yeah. Or, no, what is it called? It's another
incubates.
Word. Incubates. There, thank you. For, like, 14, it can go up to 14 days and you have it and you don't know and you're passing along to people.
That's a horror movie right there.
And that's, yeah, it, well, it
we have
is.
A we have a couple cases here in Northern California. We just had our first death pretty close to us.
Right, yep, yep.
Although that was somebody from the cruise ship, so that's not surprising.
And, but it was at...
That's why I don't go on cruises.
What was scary is that that was at the hospital that we're going to have our baby at. Like, I was just there like a week ago doing the tour.
Oh, and so stuff. Was that guy that just died.
I'm fine, everybody.
I'm fine. This is fine. Fine. We're going to be okay. Fine.
I've been gargling bleach, and I'm perfectly fine. I don't know. Posing thoughts, I think, you know, it's weird. I don't think I'm at the point of, like, wouldn't go to a movie or anything, but even when I went to the voting booth on Tuesday, which everybody did, I'm sure, especially if you're in this room, 100%.
According to the fucking statistics, go vote, people.
Yeah, really, you should vote.
Jesus Christ.
This is my first time, you know, I usually always do the paper ballots. Mm-hmm. And this time I did the screen thing, or when the guy asked me, I kind of was like deer in the headlights. I was like, oh, sure, touch screen. Usually it's always full, but, you know, I'll use it this time.
Okay, boomer.
And they've never had them in my district, ever.
I went up to it, and then by the time I sat down, I was like, oh, shit, this thing has probably been touched by hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is probably, of all the times, I should have done paper.
To be fair, when they give you a paper ballot, they give you the little, like, cover thing, and hundreds of people have touched that.
Yep. Okay.
Although, 58 people, because I was number 59 at my district. It, like, tells you when you submit your ballot how many have been there. I was number 59.
Did you just go first thing in the morning?
No, actually, I went in the middle of the afternoon.
That's sad.
I think because most people wait till they get off work.
Oh, okay.
So it gets really crowded after like 5 p.m.
That's
when you get people in L.A. waiting to vote until 2 a.m. because the lines were so fucking long.
Yeah.
It's like a Disney ride.
I was using my pinky, like the tip of my pinky, like trying not to touch anything. And then when I was done, I went to go like see if they had any kind of like hand sanitation stuff, and they didn't. And so I did... You know, the right thing. And I walked up to the front.
That's voter suppression.
I went, probably. I went up to the front and I was like, hey, guys, it might be a good idea with all this disease going around and stuff to maybe put some hand sanitizer. So I did my part, everybody.
Okay, Karen.
Yeah, they probably didn't do it. They're probably like,
they're like, we're already set up for the day. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
This asshole.
can I talk to your manager, please?
Yeah, what do you think this is?
There was a mom and daughter that were working the voting booth that I was at. And... like, the mother was probably in her 60s, and the daughter was probably in her 40s. But the daughter was, like, clearly trying to help somebody who was trying to change their registration, and the mom kept being like, yeah, you do this. And then the woman, I swear to God, it sounded like a teenager with her mom. She was just like, Mom, no, that's wrong. Stop.
Mom, just let me do this.
She's like, so what you're going to do is you're going to do this. And the mom's like, and then you do this. And she's like, Mom, no, that's wrong. She turns this guy, no, don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. I was like... what is happening?
This is why you
was
don't
there let, any training?
This is 100% why you don't let family members work together.
You know what? As somebody who has worked at a pole before, no training. There's no training.
So you've worked the pole, David?
I did.
Nice.
Yep.
Tell us all about it.
It's,
I don't know if he caught the...
I did.
Okay.
I did. That's for a different kind of podcast. That's for VGB After Dark.
Oh, no! What you playing theme what song? Where did that what come from?
What you playing?
The one thing that is immune to the coronavirus.
It'll die.
When the world ends, the only thing left will be the What You Playing theme song and the What You Playing Gods, who bestowed upon me a mission to figure out what everybody's been playing each week. Let's start with Emma, because you were pretty proud of yourself on Twitter today.
I have come to the end of a beautiful journey. Now, I finished. I beat Death Stranding last night.
How long? How many hours?
117 hours.
Oh,
117 hours.
That is torture.
Of walking with a ladder.
You made that joke an hour ago, and it wasn't funny.
I know.
Either.
Corey promised me that this time,
but
he
lied
because
he didn't laugh.
He did
because it's not funny.
Damn it, Corey.
No, 117 hours for my main playthrough, and then I'm still gonna go back in.
No,
and, like,
don't
up
go
the
through.
Things,
no, don't.
Because I'm gonna try
don't,
and platinum it.
No,
which I don't really do for games unless like I'm really like I don't really do the whole achievement hunting unless I'm really into a game. So I'm gonna try and platinum this one. There's a lot to do. It was really good. It was fucking bizarre as shit. It was so weird. If you put a gun to my head and told me to explain this game start to finish, I don't think I could. But all I know is I had a great time.
No,
it was
my gosh.
Really good.
So
I really enjoyed it.
You're telling me you played this game for 117 hours and
yes.
still don't know what it's about.
I do, but I don't. Like, I know what happened and I know what I saw, but it's one of those, like, ask me in a month. Because I need to like, just incubate, if you will, the ending in my head. It's weird because the whole reason I was on so late, I finished it at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is not what I meant to do on a Tuesday night. Because I started playing and I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm close to the end, so I'm just going to finish it right now. And then there was like 8 more hours. But you get to a point where I'm sitting in the credits and I've gotten the ending and I've gotten all the exposition it gives you at the ending. I was so fucking confused. And then there's somebody was like, you know, there's an after credit scene. I was like, all right, there's an after credit scene. The after credit scene is 2 more hours of gameplay and then
really?
Another set of credits.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, is it? I don't understand. What's happening? And then there's, oh, because there's 2 more hours of the game to play. It was a lot. It was a lot. But it was so good. I really, really enjoyed it. I had a great time with it. The performances are amazing. The story was really interesting. It had.
Interesting.
I mean.
Great adjective.
That is what you want a story
to
be.
But how is it interesting if you don't know what the story is?
You can be interested and confused at the same time.
That's
okay.
Not a good move. That's not a good story, though.
But it can be.
No,
it can
be
bad or it can be good.
It's terrible.
A lot of
writing.
People were confused by the end of Inception, and there's a lot of argument over what was real and what wasn't, but that doesn't mean it's a bad story. A lot of people still really like it.
A lot of people, meaning like weirdos.
Yeah, wow. But you could. If somebody said. Tell me what Inception is about. I could tell them what Inception is about.
And I could also tell them what Inception is about because I watched it a bunch of years ago and I've had time to rewatch it and re-experience it and kind of figure it out. I finished Death Stranding last night. Give me some time.
But you have 117 hours.
I do. It
hey,
was
Siri,
really great 117 hours.
Remind me in 2 years to ask Emma Skies what Death Stranding is about.
She's not going
to
be here. She's going to get hit with the coronavirus.
Are we still going to be talking in 2 years?
Okay, your reminder is set for March 4th, 2022.
All right.
We're all going to be dead. No, I actually really, really enjoyed this game. Like, so I just keep talking over you guys. You make your whatever jokes because I know you don't like it, but for the audio podcast, I really did enjoy this game. It's, like I said from the beginning, like, this is not a game that's for everybody. If you're not into this kind of, like, weird, bizarro story that is, like, you're not going to really understand the whole time, even when you get to the end of it, you have to mull over what you've just seen and kind of discuss it and figure out what was what. Like, if you're into that, then you'll like this game. There are parts obviously that I didn't like. There are like mechanics of the game that I didn't enjoy or that I thought were unnecessary, but I really had a really fun time.
What were some
it.
Of those?
The combat, like there you get to parts where it's like a shooter combat kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's not done super well.
Almost like it was an afterthought.
Yeah, it like, because it's not what the game is made for, and it's a very small section of the game. Like, of the 117 hours that I played, maybe like 2 hours were spent shooting, and those 2 hours were kind of hard because like it wasn't the main part of the game, so the mechanics aren't super great for it. I will say from day one, the one thing this game was missing was a fucking music player. Kojima, I know you're listening to this. Give me a music player in this goddamn game.
Kojima does not care. He's taking his millions and going to come up with his next nonsensical story with big actors that he'll sucker intellectuals into playing.
Man, Mads Mikkelsen in this game, though, is the only character I was like, I care 100% about your story, where you're going. I love you. I'm with you. I want it. Let's go. Like, everybody else, I could kind of be like, fuck it, take it or leave it. But Mads Mikkelsen, I was feeling the whole time.
What
that
about
man
the,
was good.
What about the baby?
I don't like kids. I don't like babies. I don't want the baby. Like, by, like, you, I was not attached to the baby because I didn't want it and it cried all the time and I hated it. Wow. But I was attached to Sam and Sam was attached to the baby. So I had, like, a secondary attachment to it, you know?
Proxy. Okay.
I was like, I don't give a shit about you, but I give a shit about the guy that gives a shit about you. So here we go.
Had a picture of Emma.
That's how stepkids work.
I was just saying. Emma's a stepmom. Yeah. But like, kid, I don't give a shit about you, but I give a shit about your dad. So
if it didn't cry all the time, I'd have been fine. But the damn thing cries all the time. Like, you'll get shot, and then you'll get a notification. Like, it starts crying. It says, loser, baby stress levels are increasing. I'm like, really? Your stress levels are I'm getting shot, you little shit. Or like, if you go, what killed me every time is like when you go through water, if you go deep enough that like the baby thing is submerged, it gets stressed out. And I'm like, you're suspended in liquid. How can you tell that you're underwater? Jeez. Why are you stressed?
It's almost like they didn't like put any like real thought into the storyline or anything.
You don't get to talk. You just, so if you're listening to the podcast, Corey just likes to be a contrarian and he likes
no, that's these things that, like, true. I'm a very positive person. I'm a very positive person.
He's just saying things to say things.
I'm a good person.
In all seriousness, jokes aside, it does just kind of baffle my mind. And I'm not doing this to make fun of it. It's just, it baffles my mind that you could play a game for so long, but not have a, like, an idea of what the story is. Like, you went through the whole thing.
I can give you an idea of what the story is, but I couldn't explain intricately what the whole thing was. Because it was 117 hours, and I finished it last night. That's a lot to go through. Yeah, you got to give me time to process. I
don't know. David Webb, what you been playing?
Played a little bit of Minecraft. Minecraft.
Multiplayer still?
Yeah, with my nephew.
Yeah.
I just kind of let him do what he wants to do, and I just take the, we play in creative mode, and because he doesn't like the monsters, and I just take the TNT blocks, I just start blowing up mountains to see how deep in the mountain I can go.
It's a beautiful game.
He has fallen through the game 4 or 5 times. He just sits there and just digs, and then, David, I need help. And I look over and he's like looking up at the world. And I have to help him fly back through the hole that he just dug, patch the hole up, and then.
That's such a beautiful game.
It is. It's a really fun game.
That's like, I don't know. I hope maybe Fortnite, when it's all said and done and the dust settles. I feel like the dust has settled on Minecraft. I think it's like Legos now. It's ascended.
It's
beyond
ascended.
Like, it's just Minecraft.
It's an icon.
It will be around, I think, forever.
Yeah, I think so.
And they're still adding stuff to it, which is cool. Like I talked about last week about discovering like raid battles and things like that I had no idea existed.
I saw wizards and witches and some weird like skeleton knights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful game. And it's cool you get to experience it through the eyes of a child. Through the eyes of an angel.
Speaking of a game that keeps adding stuff to it, Dusted Off Sea of Thieves.
Oh,
I thought he would like that. I go, hey, you wanna be a pirate? He's like, yeah. So, Dust Off Sea Thieves, and he likes just staying on the island and just running around the island. His favorite thing to do is take the bucket, go to the beach, scoop up water, run to the various vendors, and just splash water on them. And then he laughs and then runs to the beach, grabs water, and goes find somebody else to splash water on.
Wow.
He did get attacked, like, twice.
By people?
By people.
Actual people coming through?
Actual people, yeah.
You let him wear a headset?
No.
Or do they come through the TV? Like,
no, they weren't talking. Okay. I did take the controller like when they were blowing up our ship, and I just did like a sarcastic thanks, and they said like, "Oh, you're welcome. We're redecorating your ship for you."
Assholes.
Yeah, they were.
I kind of want to see you go like into straight protection mode. Like, did you start getting all mad? You know, he's four people. Asshole.
Jackson, give me the controller. Plug in my headset. Look, dick.
Yeah. He's a child.
No, I did take the controller and go and try and fight them on the ship. Yeah. But it was an instant kill. So,
I got really annoyed with that game when they nerfed mouse and keyboard. is before you were able.
You were really excited to play on mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, but it was like a fun game. Like you can set the sensitivity to whatever, and you could just kind of like people's turn rotations and stuff were so slow on controller, and they didn't have any like controls to modify it.
Yeah.
So they had a huge disadvantage and no auto aim in that game too. So right. Like just using a mouse and keyboard just gave you a massive advantage until they like nerfed your spin speed and made you basically like you were using a controller, and it just felt like I was playing underwater.
Get wrecked.
I know, it sucked. But still a good game. Did they add a bunch of new mechanics? Because when I quit, they had just added like smaller rowboats and things like that.
Yeah, there's
like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they have those. You can get pets now.
That's the last update that came before I quit was the pets.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new like quests and people to talk to and stuff to do.
Do people actually talk now, or is it just like the same?
It's still like the like talk to them and press Y or whatever like that and read along with what.
What about the ships? Still the same ships?
Still the same ships. They did add an arena mode where you have to be at least in a team of two. Uh-huh. And go and basically just kind of
like deathmatch.
Yeah, it's like deathmatch.
That's cool.
So that's pretty fun. Well, I think it is. I don't know. I haven't played it, but it looks fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's a fun little.
But could you explain the story to me?
Yeah. You're a pirate. You explore the world searching for treasure and killing ghosts.
But can you explain all the lore?
Yeah. I can.
Can you?
Corey, what you been playing?
I've been playing. I've been back to my old habits. I'm back on Overwatch. And actually was on a massive win streak. It was a big feels good, man. I came back after not playing for a long time. I went on my sabbatical to Minecraft World. Yeah. And I was like, all right, I think I'm ready to go frag out.
Question. Do you think they do like what TikTok does? And so you leave for a bit and then you come back and you're like, win.
So,
and they get jazzed up and you're like, yeah, I'm back. I'm going to play TikTok Overwatch.
Okay. So just TikTok as an update, we did a pretty long after show last week and we started diving into David's TikTok, which he's a massive TikTok star now. If you haven't.
Like, do you post TikTok?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, he had way more than I thought he did.
Way more than you do.
Find this.
Because we found you.
Yeah, he has a TikTok. It's a healthy little TikTok channel.
Very accusatory.
Yeah,
and we judged you. He was really excited about his numbers.
Turn the volume down,
Emma Skies.
Figure it out.
What TikTok does though, Emma, is on your first video, it like gives you a huge algorithm boost. And if you notice, like most people's channels, their first video has like more views than a lot of their other ones.
Did not happen on my TikTok.
Yeah, that's the thing. I went and looked. I'm not saying that didn't happen to me because it is abnormally higher than the rest of my videos. But I went to a lot of, and there's not as big of a discrepancy.
But it's there. Yeah, in most cases, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just what they do. It's kind of, it's proven. It's science.
My first video has like 700-something views, and then everything else, like, for the most part, averages around between 90 to, like, 160.
My first video has 220 views, and my second has 1,176.
Oh, yeah, saw that.
Well, you're Emma Skies. So I went back to Overwatch and started laying people down. It's been a great experience. I am almost to Diamond on my alt account. Which, what had happened was, I had my main account that I took so seriously for so long, and I get my alt account, and I don't take it seriously, but then I kind of am. once I got like higher than my other one, I was like, oh, maybe the tides have turned. This is my new main.
This is your main, and the other one's your...
Yeah, friendship with Video Game Bang is over. My new friend is What's Up Pizza's account. So it's been a good time. And then I still go back to Minecraft. We opened it up to Pratt, who hangs out in our streams. And it's just a good old time, man. It's a good game. So that's the games for what you're playing. Let's get back into some... Webb's telling the news.
Is he?
I don't think he is.
No, he's not. He definitely has his laptop shut.
We all just look to Webb like, are you?
If I had a mirror, I'd look at myself.
Webb, you have a lot of TikToks.
I have a lot of TikToks.
You know what that means.
Oh, for the
I'm telling the news. That one felt a lot better. So Riot Games has officially revealed that Project A is named Valorant, and it's releasing in the summer of 2020. There was a lot of new information surrounding the game, according to their official social media channels. They have a YouTube, a Twitter, all that good stuff. There's actually an event that I think is like postponed or modified probably due to coronavirus, but there should be a lot more details coming soon. The three of us did watch a alpha video that had come out. And what were you guys' thoughts? Start with Emma. What did you think?
Oh, we're watching CSGO. That's what we kind of where we came to. It looks like CSGO with an Overwatch cover.
Looks like somebody said, you know what? I really like the maps of CSGO, but I like the aesthetic of Overwatch.
But made by Riot. But so you just want to get Riot. All of them in there so that, as Steven in chat has said, can't wait for the most toxic game in the history of mankind.
Yeah. It is the trifecta.
Yeah, let's take CSGO, Overwatch, Riot Games, put them together.
And create an absolute apocalypse of toxicity.
Yep.
What did you get? Is this a game that you are interested in playing at all, Emma? No, not at all.
No.
You liked Overwatch, though.
Yeah, so I'll play Overwatch. It's the same reason I want to play Paladins, because I play Overwatch.
But this is different enough, and you don't play Overwatch very much.
So if I wanted to play Overwatch, I would just play Overwatch.
What if it's free to play?
I already have Overwatch, so it is free to play, because I paid for it. So I don't have to pay to play it, because I already paid for it.
It's not free to play, though, because you paid for it.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
David, what about you?
It's like when somebody says, like, they eat frog legs, and they go, but it tastes just like chicken. Then just eat chicken. It looks just like Overwatch. They just play Overwatch. Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to. Probably not.
I think where the differences are going to, like, Overwatch is great. I love it, obviously. Put a lot of time into it.
It's contractually kind of obligated.
Pretty much my job. Yeah. I love the game. However, you know, when it comes to, like, pure mechanical skill in a game, like, CSGO is where it's at. Like, the aim, you have to be so crisp with your aiming and playing corners, and there's very, very little room for error. In Overwatch, for like me, for example, I'm not that mechanically skilled of a player, so I could pick up Reinhardt where I don't have to aim. I just hold a shield and swing and things. Or Moira, my new main, where I don't really have to aim. I just have to be in their general direction and throw some healing orbs. Like, so it's perfect for me. I'm scared for Valorant for me because, like, I'm not that good. So I think
the bonus is, like we said, it's basically Overwatch. So I'm sure there's a character in there where you don't really have to aim.
I don't think that's the case in this, though.
You sure?
We've
seen like 30 seconds of alpha footage. I feel like we can't decide that.
There's a Hanzo character.
Yeah, but buying and stuff is such a huge mechanic and upgrading your guns that way. So it's not like, as far as the guns go, everyone has a specific kit. One dude pulled like an arrow and it was like an ability. Like, he pulled out an arrow to shoot and he had a gun.
Clearly had ults and things.
Yeah, they had like...
There's a Pharah ult. They shoot rockets or something.
To their credit, it's not like in the... Do you remember the Division trailers at E3? Where they had like those clearly paid actors reading a script as they're playing the game.
That or Anthem did that too.
Hey, there's an ammo chest. Let's share it. You know, like they were like so scripted. This one did feel like it was people just playing the game, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, they had to keep bleeping.
Yeah, they bleeped a few things out. It felt pretty authentic, but he'd be like, all right, I got my ult going in. I think it's going to be great. It's going to scratch that itch for people.
Who's itching for this, though? Because you have Overwatch and CSGO. Where's the itch?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you're 100% right. But it's Riot. So, I mean, there's... I think the hype... Like, there's a lot of people out there who... I mean, I can kind of speak to the pro scene a little bit. Like, I know a lot of guys who are kind of like in no man's land who aren't, you know, quite top-ranked pro-level CS players, Tier 2 or Tier 3 Overwatch players, and people in that space who are like super excited because this is a new game that's going to have a lot of hype. Same thing with Apex players who are frustrated with the game, who this is a new competitive shooter that's going to be skill based. And since Riot's backing it, there's probably going to be a lot of prize money. You know, the LCS is definitely the most dominant esport.
Yeah.
So the hope is that they're going to come out. This is going to be a big, well-supported game and maybe be a career for a lot of people.
The hype isn't so much about the game itself. It's the fact that it's an alternative to what's already out there.
Yeah.
Because it's not really... It's a new game in the sense that it's not out yet, but it's not necessarily a new idea. It's just bringing in the ideas of other games.
I think there's a lot of power in influencers right now in steering game popularity, probably more than there's ever been in any other point in history.
I think Apex proved that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Look how big Apex got because it was like for people who were FPS, you know, stars that weren't really feeling Fortnite, you know.
Instead of spending, you know, millions of dollars in ads, let's spend millions of dollars in giving this game away to these, you know, these influencers and let it go viral and spread hype that way.
What Steven said in chat is it's going to poach a lot of Fortnite players. It's going to poach a lot of players from a lot of different games, which I think is kind of, if it does well, and those are the hot games that, you know, Ninja, Tim the Tatman, all these, you know, really popular figures are playing, then it's going to be a popular game.
I'm curious to see, though. Like, I agree. I think it is going to poach a lot of, you know, players from other games, but the key is, are they going to stick with it? Because Apex poached a lot of players from Fortnite. The end of the day, they went back to Fortnite.
Realm Royale. One of my
Nobody ever cared about Realm Royale.
But it poached a lot of Fortnite players for
a minute.
Who all went back once the developer ruined it, which is a different developer. Hi-Rez does not have the track record that Riot does.
It's true.
So I think this is going to be a force to be reckoned with. It's definitely got a lot of people's attention. I'm seeing contrarians out there now kind of popping up too, saying like it doesn't look that great, but it's alpha footage.
Of course it doesn't look great.
Yeah, it's alpha footage, and like Counter-Strike is like a 30-year-old game, you know? Like this is probably the closest we've seen
to an upgrade
in a long time. Like Call of Duty has their version of it now. I can't remember what it's called.
Blackout?
Seek and Destroy or something. No, where it's like, you know, so if we didn't mention it before, the point of this game, like Counter-Strike, there's a team A and there's a team B, and you're trying to go plant a bomb of some kind. One thing that's always hindered, you know, Counter-Strike's popularity, in my opinion, for like mainstream sponsorships, is the fact that it's actually called bombs. Terrorists and it's bombs and counter-terrorists.
It's definitely a pre 9/11 game.
Yeah.
That they did not decide that they were going to change.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Counter-Strike isn't like a very popular game and, you know, not, it's got a very healthy scene and everything, but one thing that's always kept it from that mainstream, high schools can play it, colleges play it, but like, you know, you're not going to see very many middle school to high school teams and stuff. And esports is growing in the academics.
I feel like it has a ceiling.
Just make it look like a cartoon and it's fine.
Well, pretty much.
I know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why like Fortnite, Overwatch, like those are pretty accepted games in those demographics. But oh, we'll see. In other news, FaZe Clan have suspended their player Dubs, Fortnite player, for hate speech. The player will be required to go through sensitivity training. FaZe Clan's full statement was released on Twitter, and Dubs also put out, you know, the standard tweet. I'm sorry, I should have never said that.
Said the N-word for those of you that don't.
Said the N-word, hard R, very hard R.
Isn't he like 8 too?
He's young. He's like 11 or something. Like he's a young guy.
That's why I stop giving 11-year-olds a platform. They don't know what to do.
Well, here's the thing. Stupid.
And apparently they were never taught not to say the N-word, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well, so he didn't know he was on stream, which in a lot of ways makes it worse.
I was saying, so he just says it all the time.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that in like a defensive thing, but it's not like a situation where
he knew
he was on stream and he, you know, dropped it. Or like, didn't even Ninja have an issue where he was like singing a song and maybe.
And he ad-libbed the lyric because it's not in the original song.
And he got like in trouble. And we've seen it from Tfue, had some stuff going
clearly
on.
Clearly had such a lasting effect.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, we were due for one of these. Look at your clocks and, you know, a Fortnite every about three to six months.
In a warehouse, you have a chalkboard days since last kid said N-word. And we just have to scratch it. This is back at zero now.
Every time a Fortnite
kid... It's not even kids, just days since white Fortnite player says the N-word.
Every time a Fortnite kid says the N-word, a troll gets his wings.
Wings, the right word?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird that he's a really popular player and he's really highly ranked.
Why is an 11-year-old popular I hate this.
Welcome to 2020, Stop Emma. Welcome to the Twitch
kids
world.
Famous.
You have a thing about kids though. That's
I think it's bad when it's child stars too. Like kids don't know what to do with fame.
Oh no, that's true. I mean, look at the majority of Disney stars.
Yeah.
Musketeers.
In chat, Ego Brain says, I'm not defending it, but I hear the N-word all the time in GTA Online.
No. Okay, cool. They need to stop saying it, too. And if they had a platform, they'd probably get fired and go through sensitivity training.
I'm not defending it, but...
I do find myself...
Stop saying the N-word. It's not a hard concept. I really don't get this.
Well, there's other words you probably shouldn't be saying, too. Like,
there's a lot of other words.
Yeah, there's a lot of other words you shouldn't be saying. And I go through Overwatch matches where... You know, you get those people who will just, like, drop it super casually or, you know, just to, like, try and annoy.
And you should always report them.
It jars me.
Obviously, yeah.
It actually jars me.
Yeah, and I have found myself actually saying stuff to them now. Like,
good.
I get recognized in Overwatch now. I was playing a match, and I was just dropping Shock 2020 links.
Yeah.
And in the Shock Discord, I got a screenshot. Like, basically saying, like, when you realize you were in a competitive match with What's Up Pizzas and he's dropping 2020 links. So, like, I cannot go into Overwatch with my accounts and start, like, acting a fool at all. There's zero tolerance. So, now when I hear that shit, for sure, like, where I would have probably been quiet, I do speak up a lot more now. It's kind of become more important as I'm getting older and you see more of these stories come out of these kids.
Yeah.
And you're around, you know, the scene more and it's... terrible and it's toxic and, you know, 9 times out of 10 it gets me made fun of even more and become more the target of the attention.
But
and
then
it,
there you go.
But you just gotta do it, like,
roll with it.
Because if you don't say anything, then it's just accepted in the space, and which is I really don't understand what is the end game there.
Yeah,
like, it's just to be like, I'm triggered somebody. Oh my god.
The guy didn't he didn't even think, like, it wasn't like he was this kid. Like, I went back and it was on live stream fails, and it's not like he was trying to, like, goat anybody. Like, he was just,
oh no, he just threw it out.
Yeah, he was just in a group with his friends and just dropped it. Like, it was cool.
Which,
and
my mother would beat my ass.
And I think it's...
Where are your parents?
It's a failure of all those people who were with him. Like, yeah. You know those people are more than likely playing with him all off stream. And when he does it, it's no big thing. But you got to, especially with these younger players, be a leader and help.
It's not hard to tell an 11-year-old to shut the fuck up. It's really not.
I want to know what's sensitivity training for an 11-year-old. Like,
I don't know.
That's a good question, because they're making, they're making the whole team go through sensitivity training as well, which would make sense if nobody else said anything about it.
So, here's a fun fact, speaking of sensitivity training. So, I'm doing a lot of behind the scenes learning of The Office from Atrivia. Yeah, Bloomberg News. And, The Office, so eventually the cast of The Office had to go through, because everybody at NBC had to do it, they had to go through sexual harassment training and sensitivity training, and they actually used clips from The Office in NBC's sensitivity and sexual harassment training videos of things not to do. So they'd be in the training, and they go, oh, look, that's us. Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that in The Office, guys. Pretty funny.
Hilarious.
The more you know.
Unloved Homie in chat says, you think their parents actually care?
Well, they should.
Do you think their parents actually know? That's the thing.
I don't believe so.
I don't think they do. I think the parents, as sad as it is, yeah, I think a lot of the time these parents are just seeing this paycheck rolling in.
Yeah.
And so they don't care really what their kids are doing. They're just getting paid.
Well, and if you're an 11-year-old and you're streaming, you're obviously well-versed in the internet. You're well-versed in social media. You're aware
that you're not
supposed to say this. You're aware that there exists a word that you are not supposed to say, because every time it's said, it becomes a thing on the social media that you are a big part of. So he knows.
But he didn't know he was being recorded.
So he's just a little shit all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What a little asshole.
That, John Mulaney.
That's why I hate kids.
So what do you guys think about FaZe not just, like, firing him and just, you know.
Just fire him!
Doing this indefinite suspension with sensitivity training.
So stupid. I mean, the sensitivity training is obviously needed, yes. Just fire the little shit. I sound very aggressive.
You do. You sound very aggressive.
But, like, just fire people who say the N-word. Why is that a controversial opinion? If you say the N-word when you're actively representing your company, you're fired.
I'm thinking a lot of other cases that might have happened, but I mean, it's FaZe Clan. Not that FaZe Clan is like bad, but it's just he's one of their big star guys. You know, like what?
Don't put all your eggs in an 11-year-old basket.
He's young, so I think that the thought is, and the FaZe Clan's all about family. You know, they're family dom. So
okay, then ground your kid.
I think that's what they did.
Yeah. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. So
we'll see how long this indefinite suspension lasts.
I think they're going to take it seriously.
There's no way till it blows over.
I hope the kid learns from it and it becomes, you know, turns into a positive where maybe people who are fans of his. It's kind of disheartening if you go through the comments from that tweet of the defenders. You know, a lot of his fans who are roughly the same age who don't really understand.
He's just a kid. He doesn't know. You have to teach him. He has to be taught these things. You know what's learning? You know what's a lesson? Getting fired. That's the lesson. You're learning it right now.
But it's not like he's going to go work at McDonald's. Like, he could be independent. He's so good at the damn game. Like, it would have to go up to, like, the, not Riot level. It'd have to go up to the Epic level. Like,
yeah.
Because he could still compete. Like, I don't know that Epic made any kind of announcement that he couldn't play or participate, and this kid probably makes more in his earnings than FaZe Clan pays him, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think him getting fired, yeah, so he gets fired. So, like you said, so what? So then he goes and does...
Go stream on your own, whatever.
Does on his own, but...
Drop as many N-bombs as you decide you want to, because nobody's gonna fire you now, and hopefully Twitch disbands you.
Well, hopefully it's a learning experience
for
all.
But then he goes to YouTube gaming, or Facebook gaming, or, like... Possibilities are endless.
Or you can go to caffeine like Drake.
Or caffeine.
Star Wars news. So this is where we're going to kick it back over to Emma, because I haven't really been following this stuff. It looks like a bunch of malarkey to me, but there's some news.
It's because the novelization had an early release at C2E2. So there's a bunch of stuff coming out about The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, so this is the book based on the movie, and there's stuff that got cut from the movie.
Yeah, so the couple big things that have been going around is, first of all, apparently Palpatine was a clone.
Wait, the Palpatine?
Palpatine that you see in Rise of Skywalker is a clone.
Of the one we know and love, or he was a clone too?
Of the one that we know from the prequels.
Okay.
Which they just didn't want to say in the movie.
Well, I'm kind
of... You know what I love? You know what I love is getting really important story information outside of the story. That's my favorite.
I mean...
That's how you write a good movie.
Your track record's all over the place with your love of this other game, Death Stranding. Like, you didn't even understand that after 117 hours, so what...
Yeah, but I'm not having to go get massive story points from supplemental information.
So what? They omitted a few things. It's a movie.
So there was that.
You only got 3.5 hours.
I'm literally just... No, Corey's being full of shit right now. So yeah, Palpatine was a clone, which they decided not to tell anybody, but in the novelization, when Kylo sees him, it's recognized that he's a clone, and the body is clearly disintegrating and really can't hold the power of Palpatine. Like, it's the Palpatine we know's spirit or soul or whatever, mm-hmm. but the body is a clone, and it's just clearly can't hold his power. And the other one was the way they describe the kiss between Ben and Rey as, like, a kiss of... What the hell is David doing?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Are you kidding us?
No.
What the...
Okay, just cover your ears.
Yeah.
Let the adults talk.
So if you're listening to the audio podcast, David is sitting next to us with his hands over his ears and, like, whispering to himself.
He's singing do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
I'm going to start talking. Okay. Yeah, so they describe the way that it's written in the book is, like, a kiss of gratitude. Like, it's, like, almost written like it's not a romantic thing. I was like, are you kidding me? Oh, you know what? You know how I say thank you? A whole ass open mouth kiss.
You've never received a kiss of gratitude
before?
That's how
I say thank you.
That's how I say thank you.
That's not working. It was just still hear everything.
No, that's...
It's your fault. It's March.
How does that...
It's just dumb. It's just like... It's...
Maybe they're Italian. Don't they kiss?
You think Italians just like French kiss?
Yeah, I don't think you've been...
To say thank
you. I've never been to Italy.
Why do you think everyone has a coronavirus?
You're going to go to Italy and need sensitivity training. no, it's just... It's just another one of those things of, like, this movie was not written very well. A lot of shit got left. Not even on the cutting room floor. Like, it didn't even get cut because it wasn't there to begin with.
Yeah.
And then a lot of this stuff is, like, after the fact. They were like, oh, shit, this doesn't make sense. We have to... We'll just stay here. Is JJ, stop. Just stop. Like, if you hadn't spent 80% of this movie trying to undo The Last Jedi, maybe you had time to tell the story you were trying to tell.
But The Last Jedi was so bad.
The Last Jedi was the best of the new movies.
No way!
I stand by that. It is the best of the new Star Wars.
Even though it had, like, Superman, Leia?
Absolutely the best of the new movies.
Yeah, because, I mean, clearly it's been established many times before in the Star Wars universe that Leia has incredible force power.
I mean, it actually had been if you look at the extended universe.
Extended universe didn't even count anymore.
But
it's a legend now.
If they're going to say that. But yeah, legends. So, yeah, I mean, I like The Force Awakens, but it was just a nostalgia porn thing. Like, I really like the movie and I like the characters, but I was like, cool, like, this is a story we've seen, you know, 8 times now or 6 times now. Like, all right, cool.
There was
Star Wars,
no
it's a
way.
New hope. But then The Last Jedi, we don't need to get into this right now, but I really like The Last Jedi. I wish The Rise of Skywalker had actually been a sequel to The Last Jedi instead of JJ trying to undo the whole thing, but whatever. So that's the Star Wars, the stuff that kind of went around over the last week because C2E2 happened. They did an early release of the book. People are reading the book and people are going, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. I thought the fan service was fine. I think with how much controversy and negativity and warring parties of all these new movies, the best way to end it was just on neutral fan service ground. And that's what I liked about it.
If all you want from a Star Wars movie is like Star Wars nostalgia fan service, then you're gonna like the first one and the last one. Like, that's what it is. But if you want an actual, like, new story out of Star Wars, you want an actual, like,
then you watch The Mandalorian.
Something new. Then you watch The Mandalorian, yeah. Which is a really, really, like, some of the best Star Wars content we've got in years.
Look how Mandalorian and united everybody.
It did. Mandalorian was very good. But, like, Rian Johnson went out of his way to try and make new stories and try and explore new things within the universe. And people were like, no, we just want the 6 movies we've already had. We don't want anything else. And you suck if you try to do something new.
It's a little more to it than this.
Was there, though?
It's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
Was there,
though?
It's a little
well, no. So my thing, and I've always said it with this, is that they didn't have to shit on the old characters to make the new characters interesting, and they kept doing that.
They didn't. They didn't have to, but.
But they did.
When JJ set out to this new trilogy, like, he clearly wanted to include the old characters, and it's like, okay, well, you have to tell a story about new characters, but you're still hung up on these ones that we've had all this time with, and we kind of need to move them out of the way and or use them to create a new and compelling story that isn't something we've seen 6 times before.
Killing Han Solo did not make Kylo more
that
intriguing.
Was Harrison Ford.
That's
Harrison Ford did not True. Want to come back unless Han True. Solo died.
But then assassinating Luke Skywalker's character again did not make Kylo Ren a more endearing character either. Like, they could have done things to make these characters more interesting, and they did a better job with, like, Rey and Finn, probably more specifically. Rey towards the end, they screwed it up, but, like, of just using the old characters as crutches. Like, they could have just done what
Which
Mandalorian
was what
did.
J.J. Abrams kind of set up the whole thing to do. Like, he set up the whole, because his idea with the trilogy was to make the first one heavily about Han, the second one heavily about Luke, and the third one heavily about Leia, which is why there were so many issues with the last one, because obviously Carrie Fisher had passed away.
Yeah.
But, like, he built this on the foundation of using these old characters as crutches.
I didn't like...
And then Rian Johnson was like, I gotta make something out of this.
I didn't like any of the first two, to be honest. I didn't like The Force Awakens, and I didn't like The Last
Jedi. You liked The Rise of Skywalker better than both of them?
I did.
Oh, it's the weakest. It's the weakest.
But it had Wedge in the end. Like, that, and that's what I was there for. I was there for Wedge.
I liked The Force Awakens. I didn't hate it. I thought there was enough fan service in there, and then a lot of, like, oh, this is fun. Like, who? Steven in chat. It was like, it was a fun movie. Yeah,
so that should have
fun.
Been the end of the fan service. Like, your introduction to the new trilogy is your fan service, and then you get on with your story.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting on.
And then the third one was all fan service.
Speaking of getting on with the story, Emma Skies, tell everyone about your annual SPCA stream that's coming up.
Hey. 1 month from today or 1 month from yesterday if you are listening to the audio podcast on Thursday, April 4th.
Yep.
Saturday. It'll be the third anniversary of adopting my little baby girl, Millie, from the Sacramento SPCA. And every year we do a big charity stream for them. Very, very exciting. The first year we raised $1,000 in 12 hours.
And then you, like, crushed that.
$3,000 the year after that.
What's the goal?
I have not said yet. I'm still vacillating on what it's going to be.
Ooh.
Still going for it.
Vacillating?
Yes.
See, she's still taking those L's from earlier. Oh my God! Had read to come a up book. With some big
words. Is that where you put Vaseline?
Read.
You have the coronavirus, so you need to put the Vaseline on.
So keep track of Emma Skies on Twitter, Instagram.
Big shit happening this year. I'm very excited. I'm doing some moving and some shaking on some things this year, and trying to make it bigger than ever. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll be there every step of the way. David Webb, what about you? What are you most excited about? I have a feeling it's Monday.
It's Monday. Monday office trivia. I feel like this decade of watching The Office literally countless times has been preparing me for this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing as I'm making these questions, why have I never gone to an office trivia before myself?
Because you're a fake fan.
I could have been cleaning up all these years.
I can't believe how many signups. Testament to the office community.
The office community. Okay, here's the thing. The show ended 7 years ago. It ended in 2013, and the fact that it's such an icon still, and there's more fans every day because these millennials that never watched it when it was on TV, and they're now watching it because of Netflix, and they're now fans because it's a cultural phenomenon.
And for me, the same grind, man. Shock2020.com. We got our San Francisco Shock homestand, which is Overwatch League, bringing the best teams in the world to Berkeley Zellerbach Hall for 2 days of back-to-back matches, cosplay contest with $1,000 prize pool. There's going to be a lot of fun to be had. We're going to do our championship ring ceremony featuring Marshawn Lynch. And we're going to unveil what those rings look like. It's going to be unlike any other esports event in the Bay Area. And there hasn't been one like it in a while, and there isn't going to be another one in a long time either until we do it again in July. So go shock2020.com. We're already out of Saturday single day tickets. We're running extremely low on the weekends. All that's left is VIP. And then Sunday, we got some room, and we're going to have Sleepy, our former support player, who's like exploded in popularity on Twitch and YouTube. So it's going to be exciting to get updates and see what he's been up to. He's going to be doing signing sessions and all that. So check it out, shock2020.com. Buy your tickets today. And that's it for the real David Webb, Emma Skies. My name is Corey Tseng. You've just been banged.